Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay,
Thank you.
thank you, Pastor Dave, for the introduction. And it's a marvel to have worship through the computer age. So thank you for the privilege for letting me come and share the word of God with your church.
好多谢你邀请我今朝系藉着呢个科技，我可以嚟到你哋教会分享神嘅话语。
For all the people at Logos Baptist Church, I miss you. Wow, I'd rather be at the church than look at the screen, but I miss you. I long to see you. And if I return in November for the third series, I'll bring a gift to someone.
我见大家好耐啦，都好挂住大家。咁今朝咧，所以本来希望同你亲自见面嘅，但系咧冇办法，只可以个荧幕上面同大家相见。我亦都带一个
I wanted to say this. I'm preaching a four-part series on running the race because I thought this would be an Olympic year, but it's going to be next year. But I'm 1 year ahead of everyone.
咁我呢、这个正道咧，系我一个系列其中一讲。我以为今年会有奥运，但奥运已延迟咗到出年啦。然而咧，我系想藉住呢个主题同大家分享呢个信息。
Yeah, this morning, I'd like to ask the question, what does the Olympic runner and the Christian runner have in common?
我问大家一个问题：一个奥运会嘅运动员同我哋作为基督徒有咩相似嘅地方呢？
You see, the Olympic runner and the Christian runner, they both want to win the prize, but you cannot win the prize unless you obey the rules.
一个奥运会嘅运动员去参加赛跑嘅，同埋基督徒都一样，都系参加一个竞赛，都希望赢得个奖项。
It's kind of easy. Are you breaking the rules or are you obeying the rules today?
要赢得个奖项咧，系必须要系守规则嘅。你唔容易噶。你今日是否有守住呢个规则嚟去参赛呢？
I'd like to give four examples of breaking the rules.
我想举几个系啲人冇守规则嚟到参赛嘅一啲嘅例子。
You know, there's one woman that ran the Boston Marathon and she won the race.
有一个女士咧，佢参加呢个波士顿马拉松赛，佢结果咧系跑第一嘅。
But they have video cameras all over the Boston Marathon, and the officials looked for her in the middle of the race, but they couldn't find her. Where did she go? If she won the race, they didn't find her in the middle of the race through the video scans.
赛跑嘅全程都系有呢啲嘅镜头睇住，但系嗰啲评判员咧，佢再睇翻啲录影带嘅时候，睇唔到呢个女人中途去咗边度，唔见咗佢。
You know, my audience, especially at Logos, you're all intelligent people. If you look at the video, she finished the race first, but you can't find her in the middle. What happened to her?
咁呢个女士咧系佢有参赛嘅，跑甚至跑第一，最拉尾冲刺嘅时候，但系咧中途又唔见咗佢。根据录影带，
Okay, you're going to either laugh or cry.
你听落去咧就或者好嬲或者好笑。
What happened to the woman who won the Boston Marathon? They couldn't find her in the middle of the race because she
点
took
解咧？
a bus. She took a bus in the middle of the race.
点解会跑下嗰啲录影带揾唔到佢咧？原来佢跑得一半咧，就自己坐得个巴士，又去到接近终点嘅地方，就落翻车出嚟再跑。
So the officials asked her, and she broke down and said, I took a bus.
咁咧，嗰啲评审团咧就再去询问佢啦。佢最终承认佢中途系上咗架巴士。
Well, what's the lesson of all this? You break the rules and you are disqualified. You cheated.
咁个教训系乜嘢咧？如果你唔按住规矩参赛咧，就会被取消资格，中文叫被 DQ。
The whole issue of Christians and non-Christians today is to obey or not to obey.
所以对基督徒嚟讲咧，最重要系睇下我哋有冇按住规矩，有冇守规。
Okay, if your memory is good, in 19, the second example, if your memory is very good, the 1988 Olympics happened in Korea.
如果你还记得嘅话，1988年嘅奥运会喺韩国南韩举行嘅。
One of the main attractions is always the 100-meter race.
咁好多时嘅焦点咧，系最中意人睇嘅咧，就系一个100公尺赛跑。
And so they call that the fastest man alive in the 100-meter race.
佢哋跑赢嘅咧就称为全球跑得最快嘅飞人。
If you have a good memory, you remember the 1988 Korean Olympics. Who were the two best runners in the 100 meters?
你仲记唔记得当年比赛嘅时候跑得最快、最热门赢嘅系边两个选手呢
？Well, if some of you remember, was the two best runners at that time were Ben Johnson of Canada and Carl Lewis of the United States.
啊，一个两个选手，其中一个系加拿大嘅 Ben Johnson， 另外一个咧系美国嘅 Carl Lewis。
You know, everybody was watching in North America, the Canadians and Americans, they were watching this race because it involved their countries.
所以北美的加拿大、美国的所有观众都是非常关注这个赛事。
So when they started the race, Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis started equally. They came out of the starting blocks.
那他两个开跑的时候，两个是并肩的，一起跑得这么快。
And then Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis at the 50 meter mark, they were neck to neck tie.
去到跑到中途50米嘅时候，仍然两个系不相伯仲。
You know, I saw that race in 1988, and after the 50 meter mark, Ben Johnson just took off and ran and won the race in world record time.
我当时都有喺电视上睇呢个赛事。去过咗五十米之后咧，个 Ben Johnson 咧忽然间系发力咧，就最终咧系抛离呢个 Carl Lewis， 赢咗呢个赛事，成为世界上最快嘅人。
To all my Canadian friends in 1988, you are jumping for joy because Canada beat the United States in the 100 meters.
如果你加拿大人嘅咧，睇完呢个赛事，你会欢喜若狂，因为你赢咗你美国嘅选手。
One week later, it was found, they tested Ben Johnson because he was the winner, and he tested positive for steroids.
但一个礼拜之后呢，因为所有赢了都要去接受体检测试，发觉他体里面呢是有类固醇在这
里。He broke the rules, and he lost his gold medal. He cheated.
Yeah.他因为他出猫了，出犯规了，所以他失去了他的金牌。
Okay, you know, Pastor Al also has illustrations.
你知道我喜欢是讲很多故事的。
I want all of you to follow my hand motion, what happened to Ben Johnson.
我用了手来做示范，希望你留意这个对于这个 Ben Johnson 发生了什么事。
Okay, everybody put their hands up like this.
请你大家都举起你的手。
Okay, that's from fame, all the glory. You raise your hand from fame, all the glory Ben Johnson received for winning the gold.
咁举起手系代表佢得咗一切嘅荣誉，因为佢赢咗个金牌啦。
Then you put your hands in front of your face, and all that fame became shame.
但因为佢系出猫嘅时候咧，一切嘅荣誉变咗系一种嘅羞耻，佢要将个手摆住面前面揞住块面，冇面见人。
Okay, all I'm saying, Ben Johnson cheated. He broke the rules and he went from fame to shame.
就因为佢系冇按住规矩竞赛，佢由光荣变咗系羞耻。
My third example of breaking the rules happened in.2000, the Olympics in year 2000.
第三，我想大家分享个例子咧，系2000年嘅奥运会喺澳洲举行嘅。
And there was a beautiful young black lady named Marion Jones.
系有一个参赛者叫 Marion Jones， 系一个黑人嘅参赛者。
And we went to Australia in 2002, and we went to the Olympic Village there in Australia.
2002年嘅时候，我有机会去到澳洲，系参观当时比赛嘅场馆。
And we saw videos of Marion Jones. She won the 100 meters, 200 meters, and the 400 meters.
呢个 Marion Jones 赢咗100、200同埋400公尺嘅赛跑。
And I am so sorry, so sorry, but she took steroids and she cheated.
但是好非常之可惜嘅， 佢因为亦都因为测验出佢体内有类固醇而失去所有嘅金牌。
She lost the gold. She lost three gold medals: the 100 meters, the 200 meters, and the 400 meters. She won the gold. She lost all her medals.
虽然嗰三轮赛事佢都赢咗金牌，但系都系最终系因为犯规而失去。
And then when you cheat, you affect other people.
当你去咁样犯规嘅时候，你影响第二啲人嘅。
What happened was when she ran the 400 meter relay, all the other three girls had their gold medals taken away from them because of one person cheating.
因为佢400公尺嗰个系一个系接力赛嚟噶，所以当佢失去资格嘅时候咧，佢其他三个队友咧都失去咗佢哋嘅。
The whole issue.Today is being honest and integrity and obeying the rules.
所以今日要讲嘅呢个题目系关乎我哋嘅诚信嘅问题同埋守规矩嘅问题。
You know, in today's society, you don't have to agree with me or not, but I see in today's society, rebellion has become the norm.
在今天的社会里面呢，是不守规矩竟然成为一个正常的。
And being obedient is today abnormal.
反为呢，是守住规矩的人呢，是被人笑是不正常的。
I can't believe in Parade Magazine in 2009. Parade Magazine 2009 had this actor, and his name was Ashton Kutcher.
在2009年一份杂志叫 Parade 的里面访问一个靓仔演员叫 Ashton Kutcher。
And he said, he was on the cover of Parade Magazine in 2009, and he said this, and look at all the young people listening to it. He says, I don't play by the rules.
咁咧，佢系当时嘅杂志嘅封面，俾人访问嘅时候咧，佢讲一句说话咧，佢话我唔按规矩嚟做事嘅。
And then he said in the article, I'm still looking for trouble.
咁咧，竟然喺杂志访问嘅内容里边咧，佢话仍然我周围系揾麻烦。
I believe he began starting sowing the seeds of rebellion in our society.
嗰份杂志好多年轻人睇，我相信会引起影响到好多其他年轻人跟住佢咁去做。
You know, Pastor Al, I've been going to the gym.For 21 straight years.
你知道我咧系好中意运动，我一年21年咧，我都不断去健身室嗰度做运动。
In this COVID-19, I can't go to the gym anymore.
喺疫情嘅时间咧，我唔可以直去到个健身室嗰度。
So I have a little home gym.
咁我喺屋企里边自己做运动。
I have 2 10-pound dumbbells.
我有两个十磅重嘅哑铃。
And I have a little mat on the floor.
咁我地下度铺一张胶毡。
And I do all my exercises.
咁咧，我就喺嗰度咧，自己屋企里边自己做运动，所有嘅运动。
Yeah, I'm just saying that I miss the gym, going to the gym and exercising.
我其实好想翻翻去个健身室嗰度做嘅。真好无可奈何。
The last time I was at the gym, I saw this young man wearing a T-shirt that caught my attention.
但我上一次去嘅时候咧，发觉有个年轻人着住一件 T-shirt 上面一句嘅标语，我就留意到。
If there was this actor, this famous actor says on Parade Magazine, I don't play by the rules.
正如嗰个有出名嘅演员系喺嗰本杂志上面讲，我系唔按住规矩做事。
Then this young man in the gym had a T-shirt, and I followed him because I wanted to see what was written on his T-shirt.
咁咧，呢个年轻人喺个健身室嗰度咧，跟住佢睇清楚佢件 T-shirt 上面写个乜嘢嘅标语。
And then I saw on his T-shirt, in the back of his T-shirt, he was kind of advertising this. It said, "Obey no one."
原来最尾睇清楚咧，个 T 上面写住咧，一个人嘅话我都唔会听，即系话冇人管得住我。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, our country is in trouble。
弟兄姊妹，我哋嘅国家，你都知道啦，现在好多嘅困扰我哋嘅地方。
There's rebellion and there's disobedience.
是有很多人是没有按住规矩不服从。
When I was a young teenager, there's a movie by James Dean. It was interesting because it was labeled this, Rebel Without a Cause.
我年轻的时候呢可能你都看过这部电影是James Dean主演的叫《阿飞正传》。
And that was teaching my generation how to be rebellious.
那部电影呢影响了我当时我们那个辈人呢是开始去反叛开始有反叛的精神。
I only have one verse to share, and it's found in 2 Timothy 2:5.
我想跟大家分享这节经节呢是在提摩太后书二章五节的。
And Timothy, Paul is training and mentoring Timothy for the ministry.
保罗是带着这个提摩太是教他怎样做教会的事工。
He said this in 2 Timothy 2:5, also, if anybody competes as an athlete,He does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules.
圣经那里说，竞赛的人若不遵守规则，就不能得冠冕。
Don't you see the connection? The three examples I gave is applicable to 2 Timothy 2:5.
你看到刚才我讲几个例子呢，都同呢节经节系直接有关系呢？
The first thing Paul talks about is the competition, the Olympic competition.
有几点，第一点咧就系咧讲到呢个系参赛。
And next year they canceled it. This year 2020. Next year 2021, the Olympics will be held in Japan.
本来今年咧系奥运会喺日本举行啊，但系佢就延迟啦。
And what Paul was saying to Timothy, anybody that competes, you got to go into strict training.
保罗同提摩太讲咧，所有参赛人咧都要系有节制，系要有训练嘅。
In 1 Corinthians 9:25, and this was the first message that I preach on train well. Today it's obey well.
嗱，呢个记得上一次讲呢个系列嘅第一讲嘅时候咧，系讲到要好训练喺哥林多前书9:25，保罗咁讲。
If you want to compete in the Olympic, Paul says, everyone who competes in a game, 1 Corinthians 9:25, exercise self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable.
林前九章25节那里说，凡参加运动比赛，在一切事上都要有节制。他们这样做，不过是要得到能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不朽坏的冠冕。
You know, When you compete in the game, you must train well. And what's the results of training well? You have everything under your body in control. You control your body. Your body does not control you.
那当我们如果做好准备，是受训练去参赛的时候呢，你整个身体都是属，是你可以控制你是怎么去参赛，不是。
So you notice that the Olympian runner trains well. He has his body in control.
所以参加奥运会的运动员，他是锻炼好个身体，叫身体可以受他自己的操控。
Okay, Paul is giving illustration that he's running the race. He's our coach, and he's training us.
保罗给我这个比喻就说他自己是参赛，同样我们都是一样去参赛，他在教我们怎么去做。
And every Christian is a runner. And the Christian runner, you and me, everyone doesn't regard how old you are, the Christian runner competes by training well also.
每一个基督徒都是一个是运动员，都是参赛的，我们无论如何都是要知道怎样去按住规矩参赛嘅。
But we train, we go into spiritual training.
我哋所接受嘅训练咧，就系一个属灵嘅训练。
When Paul is mentoring Timothy, he says, and this is important that you can write this down. 1 Timothy 4:7-8, Paul contrasts the physical discipline and the spiritual discipline.
咁啊，训练方面咧，喺保罗喺提摩太前书四章七至八节嗰度，系将肉身嘅训练同埋属灵嘅训练做一个比较。
So First Timothy 4:7-8 says this: On the one hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. Did you get that? Christian discipline is for godliness.
波罗在提摩太前书四章七至八节嗰度话咧，你要操练自己到到敬虔嘅地步，所以作为基督徒，我哋嘅训练、我哋锻炼咧，系要去到敬虔。
And so in 1 Timothy 4:7-8, it also says, for bodily discipline is only little profit, since it holds promise for the present life and for the life to come.
咁保罗继续讲咧，佢话因为操练身体益处还少，唯独操练敬虔凡事有益。
You know, here's kind of the bottom line of what we do. We train well, but for what purpose?
所以最重要的点就是我们要训练得好，那为了什么的目的呢？
And so Paul says to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:7-8, that's the key verse. It says, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. Godliness is profitable for all things.
所以最终的目的是要我们敬虔，我们的属灵方面敬虔。
Okay, how do you know when you train well spiritually, how do you know you're doing well?
那你既然这样操练的时候，你怎样才知道自己是做得好呢？
There is godliness in your life.
要做到我们生命里面有一个的敬虔。
And godliness is...Godlike or Christlike. Your character is Godlike or Christlike when you're training well spiritually.
所以当你属灵的操练做得好的时候呢，就叫你生命是似神或者似耶稣基督了。
I'm going to ask the question, how do you discipline yourself for godliness?
问实际地，咁我哋点样去操练以致我哋达到敬虔呢？
Okay, Logos Baptist?Do you remember? Do you remember?
大家记唔记得我上次带嚟呢一个我叫掌握器啦吓，呢个嘢练手力嘅。
This is a hand gripper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a hand gripper.
系用我哋嘅手握住，可以系练锻炼手力嘅。
I put this on my desk near my Bible. Just hand gripper.
我就摆喺我台上边，系摆喺我圣经嘅旁边。
And I'm going to count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I exercise my hand here.
我就一路用揸呢个手握器咧，一路系锻炼我手力，系数1, 2, 3, 4, 5咁样做。
But there's 5 things you must do to discipline yourself for godliness. I use this as an illustration.
就系正如我手有五只手指，我握佢嘅时候咧，提醒我自己有五样嘅事情我要做，系锻炼敬虔嘅。
Number one.You have to start this. Out of the 5 things, what do you do to be godly? You got to read your Bible, number one.
首先第一样呢，是要读你的圣经。
You got to pray to the Lord, number two.
第二样，你要向神祷告。
You got to worship the Lord, number three.
第三，要敬拜神。
Number four, you got to confess your sins before the Lord.
第四，要在神面前承认你的罪。
And the fifth is the thumb. To hold the gripper, you got to be doers of the word. James 1:22.
最后第五样呢，是用个手指功来代表，是讲到我们要不单止听到，要行道，是雅各书一章22节。
So I use this as a reminder, five things I need to do well before the Lord, and the gripper helps me to remember it. Grip, a strong grip.Grip on godliness, 5 things.
所以刚才我提到五样嘢咧，系用呢个手握呢个练手腕嘅嘢咧，系提醒我呢五样事情我要做去操练敬虔嘅。
One thing before I move on to the next point about obedience, there's a person named Eric Liddell.
咁仲有关于呢一点咧，我再提一个人物叫做 Eric Liddell.
And Eric Liddell here.Ran the 1924 Paris Olympics.
他参加1924年巴黎的奥运会的赛跑者。
And what he did was, He was a Christian. He was born in China. He was educated in Scotland, and he ran the 1924 Paris Olympics.
他在中国出生，又在苏格兰受教育。他参加了1924年的巴黎奥运会。
He's my hero. I hope he's your hero.
他是我心目中的英雄人物，希望都成为你的英雄人物。
In 1981 or 83, they made a movie on this, Chariots of Fire.
在1922年的时候呢，荷里活拍了一部关于他的电影，叫《烈火战车》。
And it won the Best Movie Award in 1983, the best film for 1983.
1983年得到这部电影，得到奥斯卡电影最佳电影奖。
Why do I like Eric Liddell?
为什么我喜欢这个人物呢？
Because he obey well.
因为他是服从神，服从得非常之贴切。
He would not run the 100 meters because it was on Sunday.
他不会参加这个100公尺的决赛，因为当日是星期日，他要敬拜神。
So he had to run the 400 meters on another day.
所以他放弃了100公尺，反而去参加了400公尺的赛跑。
And he won the 400 meters, and he became world famous.
咁当时他是不在星期日参加了400公尺赛跑，赢了，成为世界的名人。
I believe because he obeyed his Lord well.
他是一位是好好服从神的一个代表者。
Okay, time is escaping me. Number two in this verse.
在这节圣经里面，第二点同大家分享的。
We're going to talk about the prize a little bit.
是讲到这个竞赛的奖项、奖品。
It's pretty simple. The Olympic runner, he seeks to win a prize, but it's perishable. It's a temporal prize.
很简单的，我们地上的赛跑得到一个是能够坏的冠冕。
And it says here in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 25, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one received the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Verse 25, everyone who competes in the games exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable.
在林前九章24-25节那里说，难道你不知道在场上赛跑的虽然大家都跑，但只有一个人得奖赏吗？你们都应该这样跑好。凡参加赛跑运动的，在一切事上都有自制，他们这样做只不过是要得能够坏的冠冕，我们却要不得这个不能扭坏的冠冕。
The Olympian runner has this a laurel wreath placed on his head.And after a week, that laurel wreath will wither away.
昔日咧喺希腊嘅参加赛跑嘅嗰啲运动员赢咗嘅时候咧，系有一个系用树叶编成嘅冠冕。过多几日咧，嗰啲树叶就会枯干。
I want to say the Olympian runner, I shared it before, trains well, trains hard to control his body.
我大家以前同大家分享过咧，要系好好嘅锻炼自己，系苦苦嘅锻炼。
But today'sSociety, people can't control their bodies anymore.
咁意思你训练好嘅时候咧，控制你嘅身体咧。今日咧，我哋唔会咁样做啊，控制唔到我哋嘅身体。
Did a funeral service for a 20-year-old young man.
喺一个丧礼上边咧，系一个嗰、那个死嗰个人系一个20-something嘅后生仔。
He's good looking, he's young. And I said, what happened to this 20-year-old man?
一个相貌是好好的一个青年人，为什么20岁就会死呢？
I want to say this, he took his life through an overdose drug.
是因为是滥药，吃得过多的，用得过多的毒品致死。
Today's generation is out of control with their bodies.
今天的这一代人呢，是对自己的身体没有好好的操练和控制的。
The Christians discipline themselves for godliness.
相反地，作为基督徒，我们是要为了敬虔来操练自己。
Okay, the Olympian runner is running for a perishable wreath, But the Christian runner has the eternal prize.
呢啲竞赛运动员可以得到一个能够坏嘅冠冕，但系作为基督徒咧，我哋系有一个不能扭坏嘅冠冕。
Notice what Paul said in Philippians 3:14. He says, "I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:14.
正如保罗在腓立比书三章嗰度话，向着目标竭力嘅追求，为要得着神在基督耶稣里面照我往上去要得嘅奖赏。
You see, the Christian prize is eternal.
呢个基督徒嘅赏赐是永恒嘅。
2 Timothy 4:8 says this.
提摩太后书四章八节咁讲。
And listen to the prize.
留意一个乜嘢嘅奖项呢
？Paul said this: In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous Judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who love His appearing.
保罗话呢个基督徒嘅奖赏就系从此以后有公义嘅冠冕为我存留，就系按公义嘅审判嘅主喺那日要赏给我的，不但赏给我，也赏给所有爱慕他显现的人。
Christians, listen very carefully. Everything that we do in life as we run the race is for an eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹要留意啦，我哋每一生人所做每一样嘢都系为咗一个永恒嘅一个目标。
Here's the Olympic runner. They get a perishable prize.
奥运会嘅运动员得到一个会扭坏嘅奖项。
And here's the Christian runner. We get a crown. A crown of righteousness that is eternal.
但系作为基督徒，我哋可能得到一个奖赏咧，系一个不能扭坏嘅冠冕。
Well, I would say in review now, I'm going to go to the third point. But the first point here, the competition.We train well.
所以重温一下第一点咧，就系参加比赛嘅，我要好好训练。
And for the Christian runner, the prize is the crown of righteousness.
第二点咧，作为基督徒，我哋嘅奖赏系一个不能扭坏嘅冠冕。
I wish I could preach this to everyone in America, but the third thing that Paul is saying is obey the rules.
第三点就是保罗讲到要是按住规矩。
And I just want to say, obey the rules. And I give you three illustrations of three kings who broke the rules.
我想大家举例呢，在圣经里面有几个王做王的是不遵守规矩。
You know the three kings, and I'll review them. There's King Saul, King David, and King Solomon.
是包括有扫罗王、大卫王和所罗门王。
And these three kings, sad to say, they broke the rules.
这三个做王的都是没有遵守到规矩。
I'll go through them quickly, but you look at these three kings and which one are you?
我会很快再跟大家讲一讲，你自己想一想，你是像哪一个王呢？
You know, you've got to read the Bible and make applications for yourself.
你大家需要是读经的时候呢，是看下怎么应用在自己身上。
I'm just going to summarize this. King Saul, the first king of Israel, broke the rules.
我会这样来到总撮要讲啦，这个扫罗王是破坏了某一个规矩。
And I would say that King Saul reminds me of somebody, with the lust of the flesh, he did it his way.
这个扫罗王是提醒我，一个人是按着自己的肉身的意愿去做，他任意妄为的。
Brothers and sisters in Christ,
弟兄姊妹，主内的。
It seems like in all America, everybody is doing their own thing.
似乎在美国今天呢，每个人都是自己按着自己的意思去做事。
Frank Sinatra,sang the song, I did it my way.
法兰西纳杜拉一首名曲呢，是叫做我按住我喜欢怎做就怎做。
Christians, I don't buy that.
当然我们作为基督徒，我们千万不要信这个谎言。
I don't buy that I did it my way, for the Bible says, I did it God's way.
因为圣经不是这样说嘛，圣经说要按住神的方法去做嘛。
What did King Saul do? in breaking the rules.
咁呢啲扫罗王做啲咩错事系点样唔守规矩犯咧
？He assumed being the priest and made sacrifices which he cannot do as a king.
佢本来做皇帝咧就唔可以好似祭司咁献祭，但系佢咧就反为系做咗个祭司嘅职份去献祭。
And so the thinking today, everybody thinks this way. I'm doing it my way. I'm going to rebel. I'm going to do my own thing.
今天大部分人的思想就是我喜欢怎么做就怎么做，没人管得我的。
But if you follow the Lord, you're not going to do it my way. I'm going to do it the Lord's way.
但如果你是真的跟从神的话，你要跟着神的旨意去做。
Okay, I'm going to move on. The second king. Here's Pastor David. I'm going to talk about King David.
Yeah, 第二个王要讲的就是这个大卫王了。
And here's something. King David was a man after God's own heart.
圣经话呢，他是一个按着神心要做事的人来的。
But when temptation came, it became the lust of the eyes.
但当试探来到的时候呢，他犯了一个是眼目的情欲的罪。
You know, in our best moments as Christians, the next moment can be our worst moments.
有一时我哋以为自己系好熟灵嘅时候咧，下一分钟我哋就会犯一啲嘅罪啦。
Because King David committed adultery and then murder.
因为大卫王咧，首先犯咗个奸人嘅罪，跟住咧系借刀杀人，犯咗个杀人嘅罪。
You know, I keep on reading those passages, and it's very painful.If you read what David did, it's very painful.
如果你读到有关大卫嘅记载、犯罪嘅记载咧，你会为佢去惋惜。
As bad as we may be as Christians on our weakest moments, King David did repent in Psalms 51.
作为一个非常熟灵嘅基督徒，仍然都系一个软弱嘅时间，所以我喺诗篇五十一篇睇到佢嘅认罪嘅祷告。
I'd like to give you the third king, and you all know King.Solomon.
第三个要举例的皇帝呢，就是大家认识的所罗门王了。
You know, when you're rich and powerful, you have a lot of materialism, there's a danger in that.
大家当一个人成为 又出名又富有的时候呢，里面带来很多的试探。
You know, it makes us proud of what we have.
一个人会觉得为自己所拥有觉得骄傲。
And when you become proud because of what you have, your position in life, you're going to fall fast.
当一个人是因为生命上的成就的时候呢，而觉得骄傲呢，是会跌得很惨。
Okay, I'm going to keep my audience awake. You know, when King Solomon fell because of his pride, what happened? He went from fame, power,all the wives and all his kingdom, he went from fame to shame.
这个所罗门好似我哋刚才举的例子一样，由一个高位，一个是拥有一切权柄妻室的高位，去跌落到一个令人觉得佢系好羞耻嘅一个境况嘅当中。
It could happen to you. It can happen to me. Pride comes before the fall.
这件事在所罗门身上发生，他的骄傲令到他跌倒，可以发生在你的身上，也可以发生在我的身上。
So those are the three kings, and we're much like those three kings. We can fall into temptation and sin.
正如这三个王的都一样，我们都可以在试探的罪当中跌倒的。
I've seen from my pastor friends, after 50 years of ministry, I've seen from my pastor friends when they went from fame to shame.
我都见证过一啲我作为牧师嘅一啲嘅朋友，系有五十年嘅系服侍嘅经验，但系最终系因为犯罪跌倒，叫佢蒙羞。
It's very painful.
是令人非常之惋惜，是很痛苦的一件事。
Well, thank you for listening. I'm coming to a close. I have the fourth example and one closing verse. Thank you for staying with me just a little bit longer.
多谢大家一路系留意我所讲嘅，最拉尾一点咧，我作为一个结束，有一句圣经同埋一个例子。
I told Pastor David I have a fourth example.
我要同Pastor David 讲咧，我有第四个嘅举例嘅故事。
Let me ask you a question this morning.
让我今朝问大家一个问题。
Who do you think is the biggest athlete that had the biggest fall?
你认为最出名的运动员他又跌得很惨的是哪一个呢？知不知道呢？
This athlete went from fame to shame.
他由最光明的日子去到一个很羞耻的时间。
First of all, he was an American.
首先是一个美国人来的。
Secondly, you're going to catch who this is. He was a cyclist for the Tour de France.
大家都可能估到啦，佢系参赛好多次呢个法国环游全国嘅单车赛嘅。
Thirdly, this person won the Tour de France seven times.
佢唔系赢咗一次喎，呢个环游法国单车赛赢咗七次冠军。
But brothers and sisters in Christ, he cheated.
但是很可惜他一样是没有按住规矩去做。
He took steroids in every one of those races that he won.
他每一次参赛之前都吃用了一些类固醇的药物。
What happened to Lance Armstrong?
这个人就是 Lance Armstrong 了。他结果怎么样呢？
He went from fame,to shame.
由一个是出名的运动员落到一个很羞耻的地步。
Why?
为什么呢？
He broke the rule.
因为他没有按住规则去参赛。
I'd like to close with one reference.
所以最后跟大家分享一段的圣经。
It's just found in Joshua 1, chapter 1, 7 to 8.
是在约书亚记一章七至八节。
This reference is very important because they just got out of the desert and they're going into the promised land.
这段圣经是他们去行完的路程，在旷野那里就来要进入应许地的时间。
And now it's from Moses to Joshua's leadership.
咁啊，将呢个带领嘅地位由摩西传交咗俾约书亚。
Now they go into the promised land. This is their model, their spiritual model.
咁如果要进入呢个应许地咧，呢个就系佢哋要守嘅规矩一个嘅准则。
Now listen, this is the conclusion. It's found in Joshua chapter 1:7-8.
系喺约书亚嘅一章七至八节。
It says, "Be strong."And very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you do, whatever you do. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything.That is written in it.
圣经就说呢，你要坚强，十分勇敢，谨守遵行我仆人摩西吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，好使你无论到哪里去都可以亨通。这律法书不可离开你的口，要昼夜默诵，遵行上所记的一切，这样你的道路就必顺利，你必一路亨通。
I want to challenge everyone in running your race, obey well.
所以挑战大家是要按住规矩参加这个赛跑，以致得着奖赏。
I close with that little song that we sang in the beginning, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Do you believe that?
正如一首我们熟悉的诗歌，我们要信靠信服，是要信靠耶稣，信服他，我们才可以得着他的赏赐。
Thank you, and God bless you.
多谢。 愿神赐福给你们。 Thank you, Pastor L. Thank you.